The fourth parak of Megillah, Parak Bnei Ya'ir, deals primarily with inyanim of Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And the big question is, why does this parak appear in Maseches Megillah? What does it have to do with Megillah? What does it have to do with Purim? L'chaim has no shaykhes to Maseches Megillah. And the Teretz Yontav asks Kasha in the beginning of the fourth parak, Ayin Sham, he says a Teretz to this Kasha. But there's a beautiful beer from Rav Tzadok HaKain, in the Tzidkas HaTzadok, Ois Kuf Ayin Vav, says a beautiful Hezber. And this is al pi darka, that everything in a mesachta has to have an intrinsic kesher to the mesachta. And he says like this, Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chaf, that there are three mitzvahs that class over in Itztava when they came into Eretz Yisrael, to make a melech, to be meicha amalek, and then to build the Beis HaMikdash. And it's mavur, it has to be in a certain order, bedafkin that seder, melech, amalek, and then Beis HaMikdash. And it's, Rav Tzadok understands, it's not just the seder ba'alma, but one thing leads to the next. When you're meicha amalek, that brings about the binyan Beis HaMikdash, and he's masber that the in order to bring about the Kedusha of Kedushas HaMikdash, you first have to be Mevar the Ra, you have to get rid of the Ra of Amalek. So when we're Isaac and Mechias Amalek, it brings about a Kedushas HaMikdash. And Zakhtar Tzadik, the same way that works in the physical world, but Pile, when we're Meicha Amalek, it brings about a Kedushas based on HaMikdash. It's true within Limud HaTorah as well, that reflects that when we're Isaac and the Limud of Vinyanim of Mechias Amalek and Purim, that brings about a Kedushas based on HaMikdash. So he says, after we just finished the first three prakim of Maseches Megillah that deal primarily with Purim, with Megillah, with Mechias HaMalek, that brings about an inyan of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Me'at, and the Melo that results in the Perek Bnei Ya'ir, which talks about the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, the fact that this Kedushas Beis HaKnesses now is a result of the first three prakim that dealt with Mechias HaMalek, and just like Mechias HaMalek B'Payel brings about the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash Mamish, the Mechias HaMalek through the limit of the Sugis of Purim and Megillah brings about a inyan of Kedushas HaMikdash in the form of a Mikdash Me'at, and that is the reason why the Perek of Bnei Ya'ir, Minyan Beis HaKnesses, appears here in Maseches Megillah.